the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Edition, and you know the rules. No guesting on Mondays. 3 hours for us to negotiate. 3 hours for us to navigate. Love these shows. And again, we have quite a bit of backfilling to do. Lot to talk about today, and we are just the people to do it. Let's go. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. We broadcast from the Strike and Spare Studios. You probably know that, but it's our job to remind you of that. If you want to tweet us, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Hope you had a good Father's Day. I saw a lot of you tweeting about that, and sounds like everybody did. We cooked out like we always do. Typically, it's going to be something like brisket, maybe ribs. This time, brisket. We had about 27 pounds of it. It was good. Yeah, it was good. You have to really try hard. If you've got the right machinery, you have to try hard to screw that up. It's not very complicated. Put it on there, walk away. Pull it off when it's ready. That's about all you need to do, and it is good. It's good every time. It's good every time. We had a good time here. And again, saw a lot of you commenting about where you are, where you're located, the city, the area where you are situated. And sounds like everybody had a good old Father's Day day. So congrats to everybody on that. Had the baseball on. No, don't. Not the Major League Baseball. No. Had the college baseball on. All weekend from Omaha, the College World Series, college baseball. I've told you, I absolutely love it. It is just a beautiful thing. All those, look at the fan bases. Whether you like the other team, I know everybody's got their team and you don't like the other teams and all that. I get that. That's cool. But just the energy of those fan bases there at those games. It is just such a beautiful thing. I didn't see a mask in the place. That was a beautiful thing. It was wonderful to watch. Again, I don't have an emotional investment. I'm here in Tennessee, so I hear and see about Vanderbilt and the Vols a lot because of my geographical location, and they're both in this thing. Vanderbilt is 1-0. The Vols are 0-1. But nonetheless, regardless of all that, I have thoroughly enjoyed baseball, regular season, postseason, the regionals, the super regionals. What we've seen so far in Omaha at the College World Series has been a beautiful, beautiful thing. It has really taken the spring, and I've never been somebody in the spring who's looking for like football or something, or and college football is obviously the center of our solar system, but I've always been totally content with not that much to watch in the spring. Baseball has jumped in there and said, hey, Bill, how about some of this? College baseball has jumped in there and said, hey, Bill, you might want to pay attention. I think you might like this better than you think you do. Correct. It's been fun to watch. We'll get into some of the particulars there here in a little bit. mentioned this last week. We are a month and in for the Media Day events. Various leagues across America. Obviously, the biggest one by far is the SEC. It just is. I'm not making that up because of where the show is located. It's true. It's by far the biggest event of all the other leagues. And I've been to them. I swear to you, if you took them all and put them together, their events would not equal the SEC. Media Day. My plan is to not go to another SEC football Media Day, too, having bragged on it and given it its accolades. I hope I don't have to go anymore. It's a big zoo. For a lot of people, folks who have not done it or been there much, they're all raring to go. I totally get that. I go. Do about 30 of them like I did. Tell me how you're feeling about it then. I love the topic, but I don't like the event anymore. We were the first to make radio a thing there, meaning do your show there. So I know what it's like. Hey, we need to be at this event. We were down there. We would do the show, and boy, made a lot of friends. Made so many friends and acquaintances and connections and people that you keep somewhat in touch with through the years. Oh, fun times. But if you're an ACC fan, yours is coming up. Big Ten up in Chicago. I had a blast doing the Big Ten Media Days. Had an absolute blast. Probably had some of my better memories of talking to coaches probably come from the Big Ten, and I didn't do nearly as many Big Tens as I did SEC. From Big Ten interviews with me and coaches, more so than the SEC, frankly. Now, I've got some really good SEC memories through the years. I mean, all those years. Think about it. But memories of Urban Meyer. Memories of Joe Paterno. Mark D'Antonio. Now, D'Antonio, because he literally started crying when we were talking about the sweater vest. Sitting there, and again, I'm not trying to mock him. I'm just saying that's a profound moment. This guy's got tears rolling down his face talking about the demise of Jim Tressel while we're sitting there. Just me and him. Big Ten Media Days. Yeah, I got a lot of good memories. Sitting there with Stoopsie. Yeah, sitting there with Bob Stoops. Sitting there with Charlie Weiss, who was pretty much a first-class jerk. Maybe the jerkiest. Most all those guys were not jerks at all. They understood their role, their job, and they handled it well. Weiss is just a first-class punk, okay? No other way to describe him. No other way. I tell you who else was kind of punky was Art Briles. Yeah, that's right. Mr. Art, who was obviously the whole Baylor situation came crumbling down, and we all know the story there. But he did, on the field, he did a remarkable job there. The rest of the stuff, as you know, destroyed his career. But he was kind of jerky. Briles was. I don't know that he's like that all the time. I'm not around him that much at all through the year, so probably wouldn't know. Sitting there with Tubbs, talking with Tubbs. He was stuck out there in Lubbock. Was not happy out there. Remember sitting there with Tubbs. Sat there with the mullet from Oklahoma State. Could not have been a more gracious dude. The mullet. I know the mullet has his moments, but could not have been more gracious. All good. Josh up in London. Bill, you need to do the Big Ten Media Days this year. Have you ever talked to Ryan Day? I've not interviewed Ryan Day. I have not. No, we won't be going. The plan, I don't plan on going to any Media Days. Again. I guess things could change, but I don't know. I don't have any plans on doing that. I did my time. Blake Norman, Buckeye, says, use your credentials to get into the Big Ten Media Day so you can confront Kevin Warren. I don't think I'd want to interview him. I just wouldn't. But it would be good to get an objective viewpoint on what actually happened with the Big Ten trying to shut everything down. We're never going to. That day's not coming. I know that. You know that. They're never going to admit the error of their ways. And that's, I was going to say that's fine. I don't know if it's really fine, but we're never going to get any kind of conclusion from them. Balls of Steel coming up. That's hour number three. Balls of Steel. Remember last week we were at the golf course and it was the first day back and everything. So I decided no Balls of Steel, but we can pull those up and get those going here today on this Monday edition. Bandy boys need extra innings, but they advance in the College World Series. Played Arizona. They were down early in the first inning. Rockers struggling. Rockers pitch count very high early. Vandy kept chipping away and then won. And what was it, 12 innings? To stay in the winner's bracket. I saw a stat. Tennessee lost to Virginia. That lefty pitcher for Virginia, Tennessee could not do anything with him other than the first inning. They had, I believe, first and third, no outs. Or they had two on with less than two outs. I do know that. Got no runs out of it. That killed them. That was the first inning. But I saw a stat. We actually went out and witnessed this. We took the show out to Omaha in 07 and did it. Oregon State was winning back-to-back back then. And the question, one of my sons was asking me yesterday, has anybody ever lost their first game of the College World Series and gone on to win it all? Oregon State apparently in 06. And let me see if I pulled this up. Just give me a second. Oregon State lost their opener in 06 11-1 and went on to win the whole thing. Now that's rare. I'm not saying that's typical. But it has been done. Now, I don't know, and I don't have a list historically of this having happened, but it has happened. 06 got clobbered in Game 1, Oregon State. The Beavers won it that year. Also, I believe, won it in 07 when we were out there. Back-to-back for them. Anyways, there's the music. We'll get the first break here. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning over in Hermitage, wrapping up the paperwork in that earlier wreck, 1000 block of Patricia Drive. Traffic still looks good at the moment on 65 coming down through Madison. 24 is on the increase coming out of Montgomery County, leaving Clarksville now on 24, continuing towards Nashville. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 615-240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Napa know-how.
Some things just go better together, like a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for $26.48. It's like bacon and eggs, hot dogs and mustard, or Joni and Chachi. Ask your dad about it. That's Napa full synthetic and a platinum filter for $26.48. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Now back to Josh. I have not interviewed Ryan Day. I hope to someday, but I'm a big fan, man. So far, 2 years, and he's done incredible things. Look, he inherited a really attractive roster. Absolutely, but you have to still do it. People mistakenly think, okay, if you inherit a really good roster, you just kind of show up and it takes care of itself. That's not the way that works. It is still hard. Even if you have all the parts in place like the Buckeyes, players, facilities, resources, all of the above, they've got it all. It's still not easy just because Urban Meyer left everything in good shape to continue on. A lot of coaches will screw that up. It's not easy. Now, are there some advantages there? Some good fortune there because of where you're at? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But it's still not easy to take it and maintain it. It's not. So far, he has done a very good job. And he's got another team that's going to be right in there this year. No, but I've not. Yeah, I've not interviewed him. Johnny Vegas checking in from the Emerald Coast says, and this is a basketball item with Coach Cal saying he's not opposed to returning to the NBA. He says, in the next 5 years, how many top-tier college coaches are going to lose because they don't want to deal with the transfer portal and the name, image, likeness. Game changer, perhaps, Bill, the wrong way. Everybody is putting on publicly, okay, because they have no choice, a nice smiley face on this mess. Because you cannot be a coach and say, I'm against name, image, likeness, and then go out and recruit. That is not what the families and the players want to hear. They want you to be all about it. You cannot be on the side that I'm on, the radio show that says this is not a good idea. I have nothing that I owe any parent or any player. I don't give a rip what they think, okay? And I'm sure they don't give a rip what I think. But if you're a coach, you cannot be on the side that I'm on. You can't, publicly. You can't do that and then go visit somebody's living room and have to answer the question, why don't you want my baby to go make as much money as they're capable of making through name, image, likeness? You can't. You've got no answer there if you're on the wrong side of that one. But back to Johnny Vegas. Bill, how many coaches you think will get run off just because this is such a turnoff? Well, you got to remember, these guys are making a lot of money. Coaches are making three, four, five, six, eight plus billion bucks a year. I'd say the money outweighs the headache, at least for a while, for them. Will it be a massive headache, likely, for coaches trying to sift through all of this and what they're going to go against, bidding on players and whatever? We're still blind to all this. We really don't know what this is going to look or feel like. We've got a vision, but it's not the real vision because we've got nothing to compare it to. This is brand new. There are things that will pop up that even I have not thought of. And some of it will be the old unintended consequences. Yeah, it's a very good question from Johnny Vegas. I'm not sure I've got a good answer there. The coaches that are doing so well, I don't know if this headache is going to run them off. It might run some off, but maybe cause them, if you've banked a whole lot, maybe cause them to retire early. I don't know, and I don't think this is going to run off somebody like Saban. I don't think this would be the reason Nick Saban got out. I think the reason he gets out is he's getting older and he feels like he's losing his faculties a little bit. He's not there yet. I don't know that he's close to there yet. Because he loves to coach. I don't know that his love. Look, if you're approaching 70 and you still love to coach, I don't know why we would think at 75 you all of a sudden have decided I've coached enough. I don't love it as much. I don't think Nick Saban will ever lose his love for coaching. Ever. It will be his physical abilities to do it on the level that he does it. That will be the ultimate reason. And I don't think he's anywhere near that right now. But again, back to Johnny Vegas. It's a really good question. And I don't have a really excellent answer to it. Because I'm not, let me put it this way. Publicly, the coaches who you see get quoted are all saying the right things. The kids deserve it. This is a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Oh my gosh. Green grass and high tides. They're all saying the following, right? Behind the scenes, they're all saying, what a bleeping pain in the bleep. So you're getting two different angles on this. And we're just going to have to witness it, and then we'll have a feel for it. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, during the Mississippi State game last night, it ran on the bottom of the screen that the SEC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 commissioners pushing for minimal restrictions on the NIL. I did not see that crawl on the screen, but there were some articles Friday-ish into over the weekend about that. Yeah, it's I think some of the restrictions that were originally placed out there, like the schools could have the right of first refusal if a player comes and they've got a sponsor that might be a conflict of some sort. Maybe that's one of your sponsors. You don't want them taking money from your sponsor, right? Apparently, that has been met with a lot of backlash, which I knew it would. And I'm not sure what they're going to do, but apparently this is going to be absolutely wild. And as the Georgia Dog just mentioned, minimal restrictions. You know why they're doing, I guess why they're doing that? It just makes it less of a pain in the neck for them. They're sitting there fighting over a sponsor and stuff. I tell you what, folks. It's going to be good for the show. All the topics that will come from that, we'll have a blast with that part. Overall, for the game, it's not a good idea. I saw, who was it? It was somebody at one of the sites, I think was announcing they were leaving the company. And I don't remember what site it was. I don't think it was one of the recruiting sites. It was something like The Athletic. I don't know if it was actually The Athletic, but something like The Athletic. And some young woke writers writing about departing or maybe going to another company. And then writing about how players get nothing, but they're about to get something with name, image, likeness. Like I have mentioned to you 70,000 times on this show. That lie has been allowed by the media to be perpetuated for so long, and I don't know why. I don't know why that lie is allowed to be in print without backlash. Nobody wants to say a thing because they're all in this together, many of the writers out there. It's a big perpetuated lie. Glad they're finally getting something here. I did notice that over the weekend. And I don't, you know what? I wish I would have linked that, and I failed. I did not. But I remember reading up on that. But yeah, Georgia Dog, I do think that there's going to be, as you just mentioned, minimal restrictions on name, image, likeness, and it's going to be absolutely wild. Okay. Baseball Omaha, and again, the crowds are beautiful. It is a wonderful thing to watch. You've got a winner's bracket, and you've got a loser's bracket. Now, you can be in the loser's bracket and win it all. You just can't lose again where you're at now until you get to that final series. And what you've got is you've got the two winners in each of the brackets and the two losers. They'll match up. The losers will play an elimination game. On one side of the bracket, let's say the side where Vanderbilt is, the losers on that side of the bracket will play, and then one team is gone. Vanderbilt is on the side of, who are they on this side of? Vanderbilt beat Arizona. Vanderbilt's on the side of NC State. I'm trying to remember this. I do not have the brackets. I did not print them out in front of me. We are paperless on this show. Yeah, it's Vanderbilt and NC State on the winner's side of that bracket. On the other side, the two winners are Mississippi State and Virginia. Virginia beat Tony Vols. That lefty pitcher for Virginia was wicked. Balls didn't get a whole lot done on him. Mississippi State, in a pretty thrilling pitching matchup, beat Texas. Beat Hook'em. So, again, Mississippi State in the winner's side, if you will. And then the winners of each bracket overall then advance to a best-of-three championship game. So you can lose again. You just can't lose again until you get to that best of three. You can only lose one of those. I think I did a decent job of explaining that right there. But it's been fun to watch. And there is news. Blake was talking about that. Blake Ruffino, Chris Landry was talking about it some. Ole Miss Evie sent me a message too. Mike Bianco, longtime baseball coach, Ole Miss Rebels, is staying. He interviewed with LSU. Now, I don't know whether there was ever a formal offer. Yeah, I don't know. Remember, Bianco is an LSU guy, played there. His son is playing there now. He's been connected with them for many, many years, but he's been at Ole Miss. He's been at Ole Miss 2 decades or so. And they announced here within the last 24, 36 hours, whenever it was, that he is staying. He's got a new deal, and he's quoted as basically saying, Ole Miss is my home. We want to be here. We plan on staying here. So I don't know what LSU is doing. There is some talk that they're waiting for Tennessee season to be over so they can get with Tony Vols. Tony Vols would do an absolutely incredible job at LSU. Would he leave for LSU? LSU is you could say it's arguably the top college baseball job. Doesn't mean you leave for it, but it'd be very tempting, to say the least. It'd be very, very hard to turn them down. Now, maybe he does. Tennessee, Danny White, Danny the Plumber has said, we are prepared to do what it takes, facilities-wise and for the coach and the coaches, to maintain what Tony Vols has built here. Our job is to facilitate his needs, their needs. He's made that vocal. He's made that public. And Tennessee has the resources to do this. Would you turn down? Now, let's look at the LSU job. The LSU baseball job is arguably the mecca of college baseball. It might well be the top baseball job. It's also a pressure cooker. It comes with also some negatives, which is win or die. Tennessee baseball is not win or die. They are very appreciative of Tony Vols, but he doesn't get up every morning knowing win or die. LSU is a different level of pressure. Now, maybe that's something he wants. Maybe that's something you'd want. Not saying that has to be a negative, but it can be a negative. LSU has resources. And LSU has a tradition that is ridiculous when it comes to baseball. A winning tradition, which is just crazy. Owned and operated by Mr. Skip Berkman, who started it all. All right. We'll do this. We'll take the break. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As we watch traffic pick up out here now on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet, traffic still moving up through Brentwood, Franklin, 65 North. They're just wrapping up the paperwork on that earlier wreck in Hermitage that happened over there in the 1000 Malika Patricia Drive. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today, 240-2811, or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you
aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man, up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Julia down in Atlanta links an Arch Manning update. It's from The Spun, thespun.com. I'll give you just some of the key ingredients from this article. Arch Manning is likely a ways away from making a college football commitment, but there continues to be growing speculation about where the five-star QB will end up. He's made some notable college visits this summer: Clemson, SMU, Texas, LSU, Alabama. According to an expert from Rivals, Dabo Sweeney's program is believed to be the early leader. Quote, if I had to take a shot right now and say where Arch Manning ends up, I would pick Clemson first, Alabama second, then Texas third, Adam Gorney writes via Rivals.com. Continue the quote. But that could definitely change over the course of the next two recruiting cycles, as there's no question the Longhorns rolled out the red carpet for Manning, and his trip and workout went very well. So there you have it. Here's a quote. I don't think this is a new quote, but from the coach at Isidore Newman High School, where Arch plays, Nelson Stewart. Clemson made that early connection. Brandon Streeter was one of the first coaches I remember talking to. Their approach has been authentic. They've taken the time, especially Coach Streeter, in getting to know him, meaning Arch. Not barraging him, just checking in. I know one of his favorite Zooms was when the entire offensive staff one morning, about a month or so ago. He really enjoyed it. He even left his notes. He borrowed one of my notebooks, and what he writes down is staggering from what he sees. Quote, Arch really has an interest in Clemson. Their culture is awesome. Him and Cooper had an early good FaceTime with Dabo Swinney one night. They've taken a good, patient approach. Okay, that's the article. And again, I think that backs up what we've been talking about. If there is an early leader, and the Mannings are not saying this, okay? So you can call this speculation, absolutely. If there is an early leader, it might well be Clemson. Could that change? It absolutely could change. Today's early leader doesn't guarantee his signature, but it sounds like Clemson has done a very good job in the pursuit of one Arch Manning. Just saying. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill, you can't call it the loser's bracket. It's the leaders and legends. Play six innings when everyone else plays nine and advance. Nice. Julia also points out the mullet. My interviews with the mullet have always been good. It's been a while. I haven't been to the Big 12 meetings in a while, but I've always enjoyed it. We talked about one of the more interesting conversations I've had, and this story she pulls up, he's going to take a pay cut again for the betterment of the cause. He's going to take a $1 million pay cut, which he did a year ago. He's agreed to do it again, the mullet has, Coach Mike Gundy. Anyways, we're sitting there at the Dallas Hotel where the Big 12 meetings are, and we're talking about Oklahoma State recruiting from this angle. If you're Oklahoma State, think about this now. And he has been the best coach in the history of that school. He was a star quarterback there, and he's the best coach in the history of the school. No, he can't win Bedlam because he's usually not going to have as good of players as Oklahoma. But he's been a fantastic coach there. And we were talking about the uniqueness of Oklahoma State recruiting. Think about it. You've got Oklahoma sitting there in Norman. They're going down into Texas and recruiting like they're Texas, right? So you're never going to recruit like Oklahoma does if you're Stillwater. And you've got Texas down there. I mean, you're all going to go down into Texas and recruit your britches off, right? But when you think about Oklahoma, yeah, they go into Texas like crazy. But they also go, heck, Oklahoma's going to go to the West Coast if they have to. Quarterback in this last class that was ranked number one is from the D.C. area. They're going to come down into the South, Oklahoma is. They've been down in Tennessee a bunch. So if you're Oklahoma State, you're not the same recruiting school as OU is. You've got to be more selective. You're not going to get the players that Oklahoma get top to bottom. And you have to be also in the developing department. You got to really do that well. They do at Oklahoma State. They really, really do. And you have to have an offensive mind, which you do in the mullet. Mullet is a very sharp, high-level offensive mind. We were just talking about that. And he said, Bill, we don't go into the South much at all. There's so many people down there recruiting, and it's just not worth our time. They do some now. Don't get me wrong, but he said, think about all the teams going into Georgia and Florida and Louisiana and Tennessee and Alabama and North Carolina. And there's a million assistant coaches and schools combing those areas for players. He goes, we just don't fit there very well when we try. Go in there some, but it's just we have to be really smart about where we target players. And they do. All night, guys go. First rounders go to the pros, too. They just can't do it like Oklahoma does. It's a really interesting. You know what he compared it to? Vacuum cleaner sales. Because there's a lot of people selling vacuum cleaners down there. I remember him saying that. Those exact words. Yeah, the mullet was sharp. Anyways, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As we watch traffic pick up out here now on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. Traffic still moving up through Brentwood, Franklin, 65 North. They're just wrapping up the paperwork on that earlier wreck in Hermitage that happened over there on the 1000 Malacca Patricia Drive. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today, 240-2811, or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update is brought to you by Keeps. Tired of losing your hair? Get 50% off for your first order at keeps.com/vsin. Keeps.com/vsin.
Baseball, the Braves and Mets will play a doubleheader today. Braves plus 170 on the money line. New York minus 222 in game one. The over-under 6.5 in game two. Atlanta a minus 147 favorite. Mets at plus 115. The over-under 9. Western Conference Finals continue Tuesday night. The Clippers at the Suns with Phoenix leading the series 1-0. Clippers again the road underdog plus 6. The over-under 224. NHL, the Eastern Conference semifinal series between the Islanders and Lightning continues tonight. The series tied at 2. Game 5 in Tampa with the Lightning a minus 190 money line favorite. New York plus 165, the over under 5. For vsin.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 90 degrees. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. Could see some heavy rains too. Lows near 62. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. Highs near 75. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Georgia Dog checking in this morning, Monday edition. Again, no guesting on Monday. We'll do some Balls of Steel. That's hour number 3. He says, Bill, what if Arch is not even the top-ranked quarterback in the class? The stock market will eventually have to crash then, right, Bill? Look, he's a rising junior, and we all know the history and everything else. But, I mean, they're not obligated. Nobody's obligated to keep him number one in the class. We've got, what, a junior year and a senior year. Speaking of that, I might as well take this time. We had some pajama football Saturday. Now, if you're not sure what that means, that's what I call 7-on-7 ball. And my son's involved in it. They had a big tournament at Ravenwood. Ravenwood's a very good high school here. They produced, just in this last class, a Clemson tight end, a big 6'6 kid, who's at Clemson now. He was an early enrollee. And a linebacker who signed with Michigan. And they've got kids. It's a relatively new school here in Wilco. They've got some kids in the NFL that played high school ball there. One of them went on to Florida. Actually, Ole Miss, then Florida. Now the NFL. It's a very good school. Anyways, they hosted this tournament. So I went for about three games. I got to tell you something about pajama football. I'm not a real big fan because it's not real football, but I got to also tell you I'm open-minded. And I did learn something because I never go to those events. If it's the only reason I went to this one is I had three boys involved, but one primarily involved who plays. And they played, I don't know how many games. The games last about 30 minutes apiece. And it's just quarterback, receivers against DBs, linebackers, DBs, whatever. And, they all scored a bunch. He had a bunch of touchdowns, but lots of kids did. It wasn't anything in particular there. And the quarterback on his team is an SEC quarterback, and the outside linebacker is good. I think he'll play Pro Bowl. Now, those are the twins I've told you about. Anyways, a little newfound respect in one category. You're playing out there in the summer heat, okay? No, you're not in pads. They do wear helmets. I don't even know if they wore helmets or not. I've never, ever wanted to pay attention to 7-on-7 ball. But I got to tell you, and I talked to my son Brandon after it was over that day. You play about, now they're 30-minute games, but you play about 10 games or so. I said, how many routes do you think you ran? He said, Dad, it might have been 1,000. Now, again, don't hold me. I don't even know. But you may run 50 routes a game. Maybe it was 500. He said, I cannot feel my feet when he got home. Got into an ice bath. And I went and I knew they were all going to be starving, so I bought a ton of pizza so everybody could just sit and decompress. And he said, I literally right now walking around cannot feel my feet. So again, it's not pads. It's not the same as watching a real football game. But I'm telling you, those guys lost a ton of fluids doing that. And I don't know how many times if you're a DB or a wide receiver, if you're a DB, you're chasing routes. Well, depending on the defense you're in. But as a receiver, I sat there and I watched about three games. And every play, my son was in motion, okay, almost every play in motion. Because they use the running game out of that too. In this case, they're not running the ball. And then there's a route. A lot of times it might have been just a go route. It might have been a post corner. It might have been a skinny post, it might have been a hook, it might, whatever it might be, right? That's play after play. I'm telling you, probably, I'm guessing, ran maybe 500 or more routes. I don't care if you're wearing nothing. That's draining, right? Little different attitude about it. I still don't apply it to a real football game, no. But I have a newfound respect for the energy it takes to do that. And they started at 9, I believe. They started at 9. They finished at 4. They had two breaks. One lunch break from 12 to 1, and then I think a 30-minute break just due to the schedule. What you do is you play in the morning. It's pool play. And then after the pool play, they seed you. And it's bracketed up, and then you play it through in the afternoon. I think that's a typical 7-on-7 type format. And you're out there for, seven hours probably? And for the most part, running routes almost the entire time against DBs. You are losing the hell out of fluids. And I had We had energy drinks and everything for him ready, but it was tough. So, again, little attitude adjustment there by me. Yeah, Pajama Ball's not as wimpy as I portrayed it. Again, don't, I'm not taking this too far, but a little more intense than I gave it credit for. Anyways, hour two coming up. Balls of Steel, hour three, Omni, Nashville Hotel.